We're back here on the Horse and Around podcast from the 2017 NFL Combine. I'm Caroline Disley along with Eric Dalala, and we've got a special visitor here, Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald, to talk about our new head coach, Vance Joseph.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, Adam. You, of course, covered Vance down in Miami when he was the defensive coordinator down there this past season. And we were talking the other day, and you said his press conference every week was the highlight in terms of media availability. What stood out from those press conferences, and is there one maybe that stands out above the rest?
Oh, I mean, it was just his brutal, unflinching honesty, both good and bad, about his players and even himself. If you asked him a question about how someone was playing, he would not skirt the issue if the player wasn't playing well. And it's a kind of it just speaks to the kind of accountability that he brings to a franchise. He's not going to tell members of the media anything he hasn't told the players already. And so it's not like a surprise. It's not like someone's picking up a newspaper and seeing their coach trashing them for something they didn't even know about. No, he tells them, hey, look, you need to get better at X, Y, and Z, and I'm going to demand that accountability from you. And I think it's pretty incredible. One that stands out to me, however, was I believe it was after the 49ers game when Colin Kaepernick ran wild. The Dolphins ended up winning that game because they made a last-second stop at the goal line. But they were up, I think, the Dolphins were up 17, and the Niners came a full way back and would have tied the game up at the very end if not for a game-saving stop. We asked him, well, what happened? What was going on? Why was Colin Kaepernick able to run for, I think it was like 150 yards or something? And he said it was on me. My rush scheme was bad, and I didn't adjust soon enough. And that's the kind of accountability that Broncos fans should expect from their new coach. He brings it. I mean, and it's the same if it's the 53rd guy on the roster or Von Miller. He is going to bring that accountability.
Do you think he'll be able to still be that candid with the media now that he's a head coach?
I don't see how he's going to change, because that's how he's gotten to where he is in his career. I mean, he's one of those coaches that's pretty well respected. Obviously, Denver had great familiarity with him. The last time around, they were looking for a head coach. He was one of their candidates. And I don't think he is going to change who he is. He got to the summit. He got to the one of the 32 best coaching jobs in the world by being who he is, and I would not expect that to change at all.
Adam, we've heard a lot that the Broncos were looking for a leader of men, as John Elway said time and time again. How have you seen that type of CEO mentality, persona, from Vance during his season down in Miami?
Yeah, I think a couple of things stand out. One, Mario Williams came to Miami with not the best reputation from Buffalo. He was portrayed in the media up there as kind of a selfish guy. He comes to Miami, and he's the former number one pick in the draft, and he gets his role flashed as the season progresses and doesn't make a peep about it. He doesn't complain to us either on or off the record. He's not a problem inside the locker room, and I think that speaks to the job Vance did in communicating to him, hey, this is for the betterment of the team. Another example is another defensive end for the Dolphins who actually had an excellent year, Cam Wake, 34 years old last year, coming off the torn Achilles, and he was a part-time player for the first half of the season. And a player of Cam Wake's caliber is not accustomed to being a part-time player. I mean, he's used to being the guy who's in there at all the critical situations. And again, he handled it like a pro, and I think a lot of that speaks to the message he was getting from both Adam Gase and Vance Joseph. I see a lot of similarities between the two of those coaches, and obviously Adam had a great deal of success in year one of Miami, and I don't see any reason why Vance doesn't have the same level of success year one of Denver.
Was there a specific instance maybe or something that you saw that he really learned from Gase as a first-time head coach that he'll bring with him?
I've listened to the press conferences both out in Denver and here in Indianapolis. And I think what he mentioned was Adam's ability to make the hard decision and sometimes the unpopular decision. Here's an example. After the Tennessee game here, the Dolphins lost. It was an ugly game, one of the worst games of the season, to fall to 1-4. And they did so in a pretty embarrassing fashion. They were missing almost half their offensive line, and the guys just stepped in to just a terrible job. The next day, they were cut. Two starters from week five were cut the next day. Three linemen in total were gone, and it changed the season. It showed how things were going to happen. Now, here's a more better example, obviously, with this Vance-related. Byron Maxwell, who was a big acquisition, one of the big acquisitions of the 2016 offseason, cornerback who won the Super Bowl as part of the Legion of Boom in Seattle, comes to Miami and stinks. First month of the season, he stunk. Vance did some benchmarks. Even they benched him in a nationally televised game. Did not. Byron Maxwell lost his starting job and had to earn it back. And when he did, he became one of the better corners in the AFC, certainly the AFC East. And so it's just this idea that if you coddle players, more often than not, they're not going to respond. They're not going to fix what's wrong. So it's not like the Dolphins coaches are being petty or being mean-spirited and are trying to embarrass these players. They were just trying to maximize their ability. And I think Vance, that's what he does very well. You understand the buttons you've got to push. And I think he got some of that from Adam Gase.
I know you've seen more than one head coach in his first year down in Miami from your time covering the team. In your opinion, what's something that Vance is going to maybe struggle with a little bit at the beginning? It's going to be a challenge, but then as the year goes on, especially for a first-time head coach, it gets easier and easier.
Yeah, I think for all these coaches, the bigness of the job, how you're responsible for so much more, because for his entire career, Vance Joseph has been responsible for coaching defensive backs and then coaching the defense for 1 year. Now he's in charge of coaching the entire team, setting a schedule, figuring out when travel is going to be, setting the message for a franchise. Yes, he has experience talking to the media. He did every week this past season as a defensive coordinator, but now he is the face and voice of that franchise. Juggling things like the salary cap, and obviously he's not in charge of personnel, but he will have a big say in sure and the kind of player he wants. Is he going to be okay when Elway tells him, you know what, this isn't going to happen, we don't have the money for that, what's next, what's plan B? All these things are new to a position coach or a coordinator because it was never his say. He was basically, hey, here's what you've got to work with. Go get us the best defensive back coach you can. Go get us the best defense you can. There's so much more that's involved in a head coach beyond the X's and O's. And I think there's a learning adjustment period for any new head coach, and I think Vance will be no different.
From talking to him the first month or so that he's been here, I can definitely see that I think he's already starting to wrap his brain around that a little bit. And Adam, thank you so much for taking the time with us. You obviously have a lot of insight on Vance from his year down in Miami, so thank you.
Yeah, you've got a good one out there, and treat him well, all right?